Hi, this is Richard Wind here in Toronto. This is a portrait of extremes. Drumming. And silence. This is where I grew up. As a teenager, I spent a lot of time channeling my anxieties into a set of drums in the family basement. Then one day, I suddenly realized how far the sound of my drumming was carrying across the neighborhood. I was so shy, I stopped playing altogether. No one had complained, but I just felt too self-conscious to play anymore. Silence was now in control of me. I began to feel as though I'd been sealed up inside a drum. Someone once said I had the personality of a silent movie. In a room full of people, I was a shadow moving across the wall. Because I had no soundtrack, people found me ghostly, unsettling, and difficult to read. My great uncle Dick spent his teenage years playing drums in the silent movie houses of the 1920s. Back then, live music brought the silent images on screen to life. Apparently, my uncle was anything but shy. Sadly, though, I never got to actually meet him. He passed away a year before I was born. My grandparents would remind me of my great uncle and his drumming, as if my own drumming was a way for them to reconnect with his memory. It was as if a pair of drumsticks had been handed down like an heirloom, a way to fill this now empty seat in the family portrait, and a way to reignite a favorite family spark. My uncle and I were essentially doing the same thing. His drumming helped bring dramatic depth to the silent images on a movie screen. My drumming helped bring a voice to my own silent image. Thank you. When I finally found myself back behind a set of drums, it actually felt like a way of confronting my shyness head on. I began to feel more in control of the silences. Thank you for listening.